Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. How many of y'all used to go to Fifth Ward? Y'all, who said that? Brother Thomas Foster at the Golden Text. And I used to love to hear him come up and say that. And so when I was in the preaching school, I said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Brother Foster said, boys, he was talking to others. He said, you can't beat me being me. And I can't beat you being you. So just be you. So I stopped saying it. I came up rejoicing the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That became mine. So I tell the preaching guys in the preaching class, I can't beat you being you. And you can't beat me being me. We had a long day, haven't we? But it's been a good day. Turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, just a few minutes there. And I mean a few minutes. I'm going to be there. And I'll just say it like this. If I see anybody, since we got Sister Sarah Hill, one of the senior members of this congregation on this side, anybody sleep over here, I'm going to give more 10 more minutes to my message. Amen. And so Sister Sarah, you got control of this side. Now make sure you ain't the one. And see, we got Willows over here in this corner. Them two run together. But she's a little bit more feistier than this one. If I see anybody sleep in this group, that's 15. Amen. And see, we got some new members over here on this side. If I see you sleep over here, that's extra 5. But since Brother Polk and Brother Stroud on this side, and the two preachers, if any one of them go to sleep, that's 20 more minutes. So if everybody stay awake, we'll be out of here in about 10 minutes. That good? Y'all like that? All right, let's look at Psalm 103. God's benefit package. When you go to a job, one of the things that we remember a job, when a person asks you, you go interview for a job, one of the things many people don't think about is, what's in the benefit package? Man, the benefit, they may pay you $10 an hour, but if they pay your insurance and your dental and your eyes, amen, somebody, that's a package that's valuable, and many people don't think about it. God has got a benefit package. Right? Psalm 103, we'll look at it for a few minutes, and I'm going to put that down so I can just give you a few nuggets out of it. Let's look at this text, verse 1. Now, I saw him yawning already, so my reader go to sleep, that's 30 minutes, that's for sure.
Bless the Lord.
He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And listen to the psalm. This is David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. He says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And he said,
And all this blessing comes from within.
We got to see from within what God has done for our soul. Read.
Bless his holy name.
He said, now bless his holy name. Read.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And he says, do something. Here's what we want to leave today. Forget not all
his benefits.
His benefit. There is a benefit to being a child of God. Amen. Listen, I'm so thankful to be a beneficiary. Amen. God's benefit package is for his children. And he says what?
Who forgive it all.
Here's one of them. The first thing he forgives all of our
iniquities.
I'm thankful that God forgives our wrongdoing. Aren't you? Amen. That's in the package. What else is in this package?
Who healed all thy diseases.
I thank God for the benefit. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I thank you for forgiveness. I thank you for healing. I don't know about y'all, but there are times when things just don't feel good with my body, but God is able to heal whatever's in our bodies at dis-ease. I'm glad God is the great physician. Aren't you? That's in the benefit package. Read on.
Who redeemed thy life from destruction.
Now, God is the one who redeems us from being destroyed. Jesus said, I tell you, neighbor, but except you repent, you're going to perish. But God has given us a way so that we don't have to go down the road of destruction. Jesus once said, enter ye in at what gate? Straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many would go. But God, in God's benefit package, is a redemption from destruction. Read on.
Who crowned thee with loving kindness.
Now what he did,
and
God is good, isn't he? Man, God, and he said, David is saying, God, he forgive your iniquities. He'll heal your diseases. He'll crown you with what?
Loving kindness.
That's in the benefit package. Loving kindness crowned by God. Notice what else he says.
And tender mercies.
And he has tender mercies. I don't know how many of y'all need some mercy. Amen. You know, when you mess up a whole lot, amen, you want God to have some mercy on you. You know, how many of y'all riding on mercy tonight, this afternoon? Sometimes we be caught up in sin and next thing, and you know God let you make it through that. When you left the Lord, you caught up in sin or you dealing with something, and God's mercies have been going for you, and it's in your favor. That's in your benefit package as a child of God. Read on.
Who satisfied thy mouth with good things.
Yeah, he takes care of us. Go on.
So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
You know, God can give us. Sometimes you feel like, you know, things of the world can beat up on you. Life can beat up on you. Things can be tough. Amen. But God can give you strength. I mean, one of the things about an eagle is that an eagle is a bird that can fly above storms and through them because they have wings that a wingspan and strength in it. And the Bible talks about here how God can give you strength. When you're going through the loss of a loved one, God will strengthen you to get through it. When you're dealing with cancer in your body, God can get you through it. When you're dealing with marital problems, God can give you strength to get through it. I'm telling y'all that we got a benefit package out of this world. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've been in times in my life when I needed God to get me through some things. I was down and out. Didn't know how I was going to make it, but God gave me strength to get through it. Amen. Sometimes God gives you strength to get through the storm. Sometimes he gives you strength to fly over the storm. You got to fly under the storm or go around the storm. But God going to give you a way around, up, over, down, through, whatever. He'll get you through. Y'all, let me see if anybody's sleep on Sister Sarah's side. Sister Sarah said, you checking on him? It ain't you, is it? Y'all all right? You got them? All right. Benefit package. What else?
The Lord executed righteousness. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
Now, sometimes, you know, you can get down and out. You know, one of the things I went through this with the back surgery, I found myself kind of depressed. You know, when I couldn't do the things I used to do. You know, you don't know what it is to have good health until your health starts failing. You know, and I was saying, I know I can get some amens on it, but in God's benefit package is a way to give us strength he executes judgment, right? Some things come on us to get us right. You know how you live through life at times and God have to execute judgment on you to get you back right? God have to hit you with a brick. I mean, y'all hear the story where the boy was throwing rocks because he couldn't get his brother out of the ditch, and he was throwing rocks and trying to stop cars, and nobody was stopping. He'd pick up a brick and hit the next car coming by, and the car stopped. And the man asked him, why did you hit me my car with that brick? He said, sir, I was throwing rocks all day, and nobody would stop. Sometimes God executes judgment on us. In other words, he hit us with a brick so that we stop. God knows how to stop us in our tracks. And there are times when we need to be stopped. But then you're going to a depressed or you go oppressed. And he's able to bring you up out of there because God can give you comfort. He can give you peace that's past understanding. Somebody said, how in the world did they get through it? Because God gave them the strength they needed. That's in his benefit package. As y'all ought to get amen this afternoon. Because I don't know about you, but I've been born again. I've been born of the water and of the spirit. And because of that, I can say hallelujah. I don't have to wait for the sanctified people to say praise God. I can say amen because I am a child of God. Amen. I'm in the Christ. I'm in the church of Christ. I know the truth. I've obeyed the truth. And I got the benefit that comes with being a child of God. Give me another one so I can get this thing close. Give me another one.
He made known his ways unto Moses.
Yeah, read on.
His acts unto the children of Israel.
Yeah, he showed them. Keep reading on.
The Lord is merciful and gracious.
This is the part I want. In the benefit package is mercy, grace. He's gracious. And what else he says?
Slow to anger.
And you know what? If God was like some of us, we already done been in hell. Amen. Y'all know some of us wouldn't have sent people to hell. You get so mad at them, you just go and send them to hell. That's what you want to do anyway. But God is slow. Aren't you glad God didn't get angry with you real fast when you wasn't doing what you were supposed to be doing? Don't you know that God could have got angry with you, but he said he's slow
to anger.
In his package is slowness to anger, not just overreact because one of his children has gone back out in the mud, been got cleaned up, and next thing you know, you back out in the mud. What if he got angry with you about it? But God looks at you like a child, pitiful. Read on.
And plenteous in mercy.
He's plenty in mercy. You know, read on.
He will not always chide.
He's not always going to contend with you harshly. He's not going to always, you know, they call it child abuse. God is not a child abuser. He's not going to always contend. Yeah, yeah, you might be going through something now. You might be going through, but what you do, he sends tribulations to give you experience. And when you get the experience of patience, and then you get experience, so you look back on it, God done brought you through a trial. He didn't contend with you. He didn't keep you in that trial. He brought you through it. You got experience, and you now know to wait on God. When you wait on God, you will get through the dark times of your life, because God, in God's benefit package, is the fact that I'm not going to always chide. I'm not going to always spank you. I'm not going to be a child abuser. There'll be time when I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to get up. It's kind of like putting a child on a tricycle when they want to learn how to read, ride the bike. And so as parents, what we do, we put the child on the training wheels on it, right? The training wheels, and you're watching them, and you let them ride, and you watch them. And then one day you say, man, I think you're ready to ride. See, sometimes God put us on a training wheel, let us ride through life. He said, he only beat you up. But then a time you're gonna have to get out them training wheels. He take them training wheels off, and he sit there. He say, "All right, Tommy, go ride." You know, follow. He's all right. Come on, get back up. Get back on your bike. Start riding. See, sometimes we skin our knee when we fall. Sometimes when he ain't left us though. Remember how he just watching us ride. He's watching us toddle into. Then there comes a time when you're going to start getting better. You're going to start riding. You start riding up right. He's just starting to watch you. And you're farther, farther away. But you're never out of sight, because he said, you're all right now. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
That's good. Not just some of the time. But God is good. I got another one. I got another point I want to make before I close. 10 minutes after, we're going to be finished. Go on, give me 3 minutes.
Neither will he keep his anger forever.
I like that. Read.
He had not dealt with us after our sins.
Oh, ain't that something? Read.
Nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
Think about it. You know, we sing the song, I keep falling in love with him over and over and over again. And he said he keeps on blessing me over. That's in the benefit package. And then he keeps on cleansing me over and over again. In other words, if we keep asking God for, how many of you all have asked God to forgive you one time? Two. How many of you just asked God to only forgive you three times? How many of y'all done asked God over and over and over? Because in the benefit package, because we've been washed in the blood, because we can't live perfectly, he sent his son. His son died, shedded the blood that washed our sins away. As long as we stay in the light where he can see us, that blood keeps on cleansing us over and over and over again. Isn't that good? Yeah, because I don't know about y'all, but I've been asked over and over and over. And he keeps on forgiving me over. Aren't y'all glad you're in the Lord? Don't you like this benefit package?
Amen.
It's more there. We'll stop there. I think that's enough. That's enough for today. Look here. In this benefit package comes only to those who obey the Lord. And if you're here today, you haven't obeyed the Lord, you're missing out on benefits, man. You're missing out on the blessings that it is to be in the Lord. You need to know that. Don't forget the benefits of being in the Lord. And you do that by hearing how his son died on the old rugged cross. How he suffered, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary. He shed his blood that would purchase his church, the Church of Christ. That same blood washed away our sins. And what he gives the preacher the charge to do is to preach this gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is what? Baptized shall be saved. And that's how you enter into this benefit package. Remember, you got to get hired on a job to get the benefits. You got to be in the Lord to get the benefit. And one of the benefits, let's not forget, is that Bible said, blessed are the day that die in the Lord. Every insurance policy has a beneficiary. Is that right? God has already told us when we die in the Lord, the benefits is a home not made with hands, where God will be with his people. He'll wipe away their tears and be no more crying and no more dying and no more sorrow, because we are beneficiaries in the benefit package that God gives. I want to see that place. I don't know about y'all, man. I don't know about y'all, but I want to see that place. That street is gold, walls of jasper. Oh, man. God would be there. You imagine being in a place where nobody cries, where no hospitals, no death, no funerals to go to. Amen. No hard-headed church folk to deal with. Yeah, but it no troubles, y'all. This is what comes with being a child of God. How many of you are thankful that you're a child of God? Say amen this afternoon. And if you are not, you ought to be today. You need to hear the gospel. Believe that he hung, bled, and died for you. Repent of your sin. Confess him to be the Son of God before me in Matthew 10:32. And then we baptize you as commanded for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. And when you're baptized for remission of sin, you receive the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord will add you to the body of Christ, the church of Christ. And then you are saved. Not until. And then once you're in the Lord, just stay close to the Lord. Stay within the light so he can see you. Ride your bike. When you fall, get up and go back at it again. Because he already promised us, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Why, Lord? Because that's in the benefit package. Come to me, he says, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Rest from God is in the benefit package. That's a good sermon for 10 minutes. That's a real good sermon. Because I'm so thankful that God hears the prayers of the righteous. In closing, the benefit of prayer is that when we bow on our knees, the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to that prayer. Recently, my niece came down. She had this debilitating disease, and she was very sick and not eating. And our whole family knew it looked like she's doomed, you know. She's going down fast. So I said, bring her to Houston. They brought her to Houston. And I told them, let's go down to the medical center and sit in an emergency room till somebody see her. Every doctor had turned her down. We was in that emergency room that night, me, my wife, and her mother, and this, my niece. And her mother was very concerned about her daughter. And her daughter was giving up hope, making statements like, my body, my mind is willing, but my body is giving out. We knew what that meant. So the doctor came in, talked to us, said, we just need to get her in the hospital. She called several off. Nobody would take her. And I kept telling my wife, my sister-in-law, something good going to come from this. We just waiting. They came back, went to the hospital, called back and said, we'll take her for tonight. But they don't have no doctors for her condition. And so then we said, okay, we'll get her in. So they took her in St. Luke's. That next day, we asked, could we get a rheumatoid doctor to see her? Said, we don't have any to come to this hospital. I put in group me, can y'all pray for my niece at this time? It wasn't long after I put the prayer request in that the doctor came back and said, well, we got one doctor that's going to come at least consult with her. Ooh, thank you. And then he came and he talked to her. And I asked, I said, what was his name? She told me. And I looked him up. And God sent the chief. God sent the chief doctor of Baylor College of Medicine. She needed a research doctor. And God sent the chief. I said, y'all know who God sent? God sent the chief doctor. He didn't send us a little bit of doctor. He sent us the chief. And I said, thank God, because Hollow Heights prayed, and I give credit to the prayer of this church. That's what I give it to. And I'm saying to y'all, thank you for your prayer, because he put her on medicine. She's starting back to eat. She's in rehabilitation now. She's coming back to herself. Her mom is better. My wife is better. My grandmother is better. Her grandmother is better. And all of us are just thanking the Lord. And I'm hoping through this, she's talking about getting baptized, that maybe I can win my wife's family to the Lord. Amen. That's a good story. That was worth the other 2 minutes, wasn't it? Oh, worth it. Y'all, look here. I'm just saying, don't ever give up. Remember the power of prayer. It's all in the benefit pack. So when you're going through life and things are not right, just stop and pray and say, Lord, pass me not. Oh, gentle Savior, pass me not. That's what we want you to do. If you need prayer, if you want to come to the Lord this afternoon, for those who are not members, you hear the gospel, you believe it with all of your heart, repent of your sins, confess Jesus be the Son of God, and we will baptize you this afternoon for the remission of your sin, and then you're a beneficiary to the benefit package that God gives. If you're a member, you need to come. Come as together we stand and sing.